With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Emily Yizer-Stepp is the executive director of the National Dairy Farm Program, and she was on the PDPW Dairy Signal talking about the workforce development pillar.
I'll reinforce that we are not OSHA. We have no interest in checking legal compliance. Our role as the farm program is to ensure that everyone knows their legal obligations, but really to support those best management practices, right? Do I have an employee handbook, and what's in my employee handbook? Has it been updated in the last few years? What all components should be in my first aid kit? Very, I think, practical things on the animal care side. I think similarly on the workforce side that we're saying, okay, what are these good things to keep everyone on the dairy safe, but also create that culture of a workplace where those human resource components are. So we don't, at this point, we've got about, I think, 15 co-ops or processors that are involved in participating in the Farm Workforce Development Program area. This functions very much on a very voluntary basis. So it is not even, at any close to a threshold of what animal care has experienced. It is if a co-op or processor has one farm that's interested in going through the evaluation, they are able to do that. And that would be considered, satisfaction of participation in the workforce development pillar. The evaluation itself, there is no, again, different than animal care. There's no corrective action aspects of it. It's very best management practice based. And so it's really starting where I think animal care did 15 years ago of let's get a lay of the land. Where are our opportunities to celebrate the good that we're doing on our farms in these spaces? But where are the opportunities that we can also improve?
And that's your Connection to Agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.